It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Everybody who rents an RV and a home game from GoPSURV.com has a chance to win breakfast with Blair Thomas. Yet another reason to make GoPSURV.com your choice for home games. For the final two home games against Indiana and Rutgers, GoPSURV.com has special discounts available. You can find out all about them by going to their Facebook page or visit their website, GoPSURV.com. And you can always call Mark at 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Okay, East Lansing, Michigan in the pouring rain. Penn State 28, Michigan State 7. Wasn't really a close football game at all, to be honest with you, Ross. It was a lopsided game. Some of the stats said it was close. But what were your takeaways and what do they mean going forward, sir?
You know, I think you could make the argument that it was the most impressive game of the year for Penn State. Michigan State has owned them. There's just no way around it. And if you think about it, Franklin now on a weekly basis is just checking off the boxes against them, right? Never beat a top 25 team on the road. Check. What was he, 1-4 against Michigan?
Yeah.
Now he's 2-4 against Michigan. Check. What was he against Michigan State? 1-4?
Yeah, 3-12. So 1-4 against all three of the Big Ten East.
Yeah, and to beat both them back-to-back. And I think Herb Street had a good tweet that he put out. And I feel the same way. I felt like that was – I mean, Michigan State coming off a bye. Michigan State trying to salvage something from their season at home. Penn State has to go out there after back-to-back rough games.
Two toughies.
And including the emotion of the whiteout game. I just thought it was a really mature win for Penn State. And the best thing they've got going right now is just how well they start.
Yeah.
They are off to – they've never done this under Franklin. I can remember get off to these kind of fat – oh, I guess they did the year where they lost to Ohio State and Michigan State in 17. They got off to pretty good starts. By the way, someone just showed the highlights of that on Twitter. The Ohio State game from 2 years ago, that is brutal. I forgot it was 35-20 with like 11 minutes left. Yeah. They really, those last 2 years against Ohio State, you got to win one of those. You got to win one of those. Absolutely brutal. And now they got Marvin Harrison's kids going to Ohio State now too. Those things, that matters.
Yeah,
it really does. They've watched that game a couple years in a row, and Ohio State has won it. You know, those kids are like that. So I thought it was their best start, and arguably their best win. I thought this was Clifford's best game. His pocket movement, the touch he showed on that one touchdown pass to Freiermuth was so good. I mean, watching,
I don't know how he did that.
I don't know how he did that
off his back
either.
Foot. I mean, I was like, what are you doing? Are you drunk? Great throw, Clifford. Great throw. I mean, you just don't make the – he threw it when Clifford was like 3 yards behind the guy or in front of the guy, I guess, and then he caught it on the other – I mean, that was really special, really special. And I think the best thing going for Penn State right now, other than their fast starts, is Clifford's getting better. He's getting better every week. Now, he had – one of the biggest brain farts I've ever seen. And I'm glad that he had it in that game against that team in that situation, because hopefully he learned to never, ever, ever. Look, the cops are coming for him. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Never, ever, ever, ever do that again. But I'm just, you know, I was critical of him earlier, in particular his pocket movement and poise. It's getting better. Much, much better. Which I think is a really, really good sign that he continues to improve. Every aspect of it, even the running, that one first down where he kind of tiptoed down the side, that was huge.
Yep, stayed right inside his block, was patient.
It was huge.
He's also starting to show, in a good way, some Trace McSorley qualities in terms of toughness. He landed on his left shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you could see it from the TV feed.
They did.
But he was in a lot of pain.
He was in serious pain.
You could tell that maybe the shoulder might have popped. Something happened. He was in a lot of pain, and he was on the sideline, and he was not coming out of the game. He was stomping around. He was trying to get loose. They were talking to him. I think there was a timeout.
Yeah, James called timeout.
And he absolutely was not coming out of that game. I'm just impressed with his competitive spirit. It's more outward than Trace's is.
Right.
But it means something, and it shows up at all the right times. And as he learns to channel it, he will get better. And I just remember, you know, in the spring and early in the summer, those dumb rankings that came out that ranked him as the 10th best quarterback the Big Ten. And I was pretty mad. And I just said, by the end of the year, he's going to be a lot closer to 1 than he is to 14. And
how do you rank it before you really
But I mean, it's just it's clickbait. But you just knew that he was not where they said he was.
Right.
And that he was going to be a lot better.
Other things that jumped out, you know, obviously Freiermuth being such a factor, he's going to have to be. Like, Hamler's the guy. Hamler's one.
There's no second wideout.
You need a 1A. You need someone else for when the attention goes to Hamler. And I think Freiermuth showed he can and should be that guy. Like, Freiermuth's a pro. Hamler's a pro. Like, they're going to get paid to play football. You need those guys like Ohio State has. You need those guys to play at a high level in big games. I thought Freiermuth being such a factor was huge. And Bowers, too.
Yeah.
Bowers, there's a lesson there. Because I feel like a couple years ago, maybe we gave up on Bowers. There's a lesson there about fifth-year guys.
Yeah, he is the one older tight end at Penn State that James praised without us having seen him really do it on the field. That, you know, it kind of came to fruition. They had some guys, you know, John Holland, Danny Dalton, whoever. You know, they don't always stick it out, fight through some things, and then get to have their moment. But happy for him. And Ross, I don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy, but he looks like a guy physically that, you know, the NFL could use in some capacity if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, you know, you can have a long career as a guy if you're a really good blocking tight end. Right. But he's got some more athleticism than you think. Remember he had that video of him dunking and he played receiver at Katanning High School. The other things that stood out to me, let's talk about some young players moving forward. The young cornerbacks, you know, Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, that's a really good sign because, A, I don't know what John Reed's injury is. What do we know? Nothing.
It looked to me like it was left shoulder, upper arm. I don't think it was the collarbone. He was riding the bike. It looked like it was almost preventative. And James went out of his way to say after the game he didn't think they'd be long-term injuries. He doesn't usually do that.
He doesn't usually do that,
so
right?
He said that about Noah. So we're talking about Kane, Trent Gordon, and John Reed. We'll see. But Kane is also another guy to watch moving forward.
Could also be a Jedi mind trick, and it is going to be long injuries, but he doesn't want Minnesota to know that.
How he does it, though. He usually doesn't say anything.
Right. But I thought the young cornerbacks were big. And for the rest of this season and the next one, Jason Awe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they really needed a third D end. They really needed another guy to show that. We knew he'd be kind of raw. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember 2 years ago, right around this time of year, I was at the Harrisburg Central Dolphin game. And James Franklin came with Sean Spencer. They flew a plane somewhere in the area, I believe.
Capital
might have been
City
a helicopter.
Airport.
Yeah, and they came to the game. I was talking with Franklin and Spencer on the sideline. That's when, I think I told you guys this, but that's when I was telling Franklin how I only have Princeton gear, so I wear Princeton gear all the time. And then that week, I got a shipment of Penn State stuff. The guy misses nothing. I wore that Penn State shirt when I did the Chick-fil-A drive-thru thing, by the way, when I got every item from Chick-fil-A for Penn Live.
Oh, we saw it.
That was awesome.
I was wearing my James Franklin-issued Penn State shirt. And I just bring that up for two reasons. One is it just shows that he misses nothing. And number two, he left at halftime of the Harrisburg CD game and flew to Mercersburg because Blair Academy was playing Mercersburg that day. Blair Academy is where Jason Awe went.
Right.
So it's a Saturday during the fall, their only bye that year, and he went and visited Parsons and Awe. That is good asset allocation. Okay, that is a that was a good day. That was a heck of a day. That was exactly, they knew who the guys are, and they knew who how to make sure that they sealed the deal with them. So Awe is a difference-making player. They need him to continue to get better for the Minnesota game, the Ohio State game, and going into bowl season. Gillikin, I think, Andy, you write this every week. This is like your topic of a conversation every week. I think it's, is it six or seven punter articles so far this season? But Gillikin is absolutely
in a minute.
An absolutely difference-making guy. I love Gillikin. He's gotten back to what he was more as a freshman, sophomore. He had a bad year last year, but he's been huge. And I continue to say the offensive line finish, the offensive line performance, it gets a pretty good D-line, you know, like the Panochucks or Panasiuks or whatever they are, Kenny Willicks, like they had some good guys.
Linebacker.
And the offensive line, right, the offensive line did a really nice job. C.J. Thorpe is a factor. He is a factor finishing plays. He's a factor in the running game. And to lose two guys on NFL rosters right now, and I think this is the best their offensive line's played. I think this is the best their O-line's played that I can remember.
Do you want to praise Matt Limegrover right here?
Yes. I'll praise Matt Limegrover. And I don't know, you know, they brought in like a lot of consultants, didn't they? I heard they brought in like Paul Alexander and all these NFL guys. I don't know what they learned, or I don't know if you give credit to you know, Thorpe for the mentality of finishing, but it's a really good sign.
Yeah.
And as much as anything, I feel better than I have years past. If somebody went down, I feel like Dez Holmes would step in and be fine. I feel like in the interior, somebody went down, Miranda would step in and be fine. Like they're, if they have an injury, which hopefully doesn't happen, but usually that's inevitable, that at least one O-lineman goes down, Penn State, I think, would be in pretty good shape.
The last thing I wanted to say about the O-line as we're running out of time here, and I wanted to get your thought. That's the best I've ever seen Michael Mennick get to the second level and block. And they continue to move to do that and run plays where he was doing that, because he made those linebackers stay miserable. But that's the next level for him. And I went back and watched twice, and I watched him the entire second time.
I think he, Fries, and Gonzalez are all a decent amount better than they were last year.
Yeah.
So I'll give the consultants and I'll give Limegrover a lot of credit for that.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two. Tucker's Tape from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. We've got lots of your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.